Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
I know it's been a long 2 weeks without us, but folks, the answer of the week is finally back. Joe Patrick was so upset that we took a break that he refused to even be in the same room with me, so I've got him on the FaceTime live from beautiful Bellevue, Nebraska.
Here I am.
I'm kidding. It's a shithole. Joe Patrick, before we move on, we should tell the folks what we're doing here. We do the question of the week on our show proper, the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast, which you can hear every weekend or so, where we talk about news, reviews, and whatnot. There on the show, we do a question of the week. We ask you guys, and then you call us and give us your answers. Before we can move on from this point, I need Joe Patrick to tell you what we asked you guys.
This week's question, in honor of Mother's Day.
You mean Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Who is your favorite fictional mom or mother figure?
Mom or mother figure?
It doesn't have to be a literal mother.
God, why are you always going to throw these screwballs? Jesus, dude.
It's not a screwball.
Well, I'm rethinking my answer now.
Answers.
I'm just rethinking my answer now. It's ridiculous. I like it.
You have until everyone else answers their question.
Fair enough. Let's get right to it. We're going to go in order. We're not doing calls. We're not doing MP3s. We're doing an order. And the first guy that hit us, our buddy Shonix from the Signed In podcast. Let's see what he had to say. I feel like we'll be able to glean some information from all the answers here. Like, those who had a decent upbringing and those who came from a broken home. Watch this. Let's see where Sean came from.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Shonix, emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Slept on the last one. Didn't really have an answer. Would like to say Havoc and Wolverine, but they're really not. That was like a bromance for one miniseries. So anyway, but mothers, moms, I love them. I do. I love those moms. And those fictional moms, oh, some of my favorite fictional moms growing up, watching them on TV, taking care of me. It was fantastic. But this fictional mom wouldn't take care of me. She would probably try to kill me or eat me or I don't know. She was an interdimensional parasite. And she appeared in the Young Avengers. Her name was Mother. In classic Maximoff form. Like Wanda and Peter always do. They try helping out the ones they love and end up, you know, doing the worst things possible and having it blow up there in their face even more so. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree because Billy, a.k.a. Wiccan, decides to make his beau happy. Teddy, Theodore, Mr. Hulkling. He decides to make him happy by bringing his mother had perished in the 616 universe. So he decides, I'm going to go find Teddy's mom in a different universe, different dimension, and bring her back, and then Teddy will be happy. But really good idea. But Mother shows up. She the door is open for her to come out, and that, you know, she's an interdimensional parasite. So what are you going to do? You're going to just wreak havoc. And she did for that 15, I think most of that 15 issue run of the second volume of Young Avengers by Gillen and McKelvey. Fantastic storytelling. I really liked her take. I loved her look. I thought it was great how she had this like wholesome mother type vibe going on, but then like part of her arm would be all drippy and killing somebody. It was fantastic. I thought she was a great villain. And I dug the character and the fact that she stuck around for a long part of that series and never got tiresome. I really enjoyed. I think it was just great job on the creators. But yeah, Mother. A little sadistic, but I'll have to go with her. Kind of a cheat. But hey, guys, thanks for the questions. I'll keep the answers coming in. And, you know, that whole bromance thing, I think Matt was just trying to get people to call in and be like, oh, the Two-Headed Nerd are my favorite bromance.
False. That's such bullshit.
Guy needs all the pats on the back he can get. I know Joe does.
Please.
Matt, you're a good guy. All right, kids. Talk to you next week. Peace.
So Shonix, I'm going to say, grew up in a broken home. I'm going to say some really disturbing stuff happened with him. Maybe a slight Oedipal content, like complex. What do you think? Like some really disturbing stuff.
Because he said Mother from Young Avengers?
Yeah, because he chose like sexy alien murderous mom. <You know? laughs>
I don't think she was sexy either.
I recall her coming back being kind of hot.
No.
Maybe
that's you project.
Maybe
that's
I have
your own mommy issues.
As far as the bromance thing goes, I don't need you jerks telling me I'm a great person. Most of you tell me you hate me, and that's why I keep doing this show. So whatever.
Wait, so you do need them?
No, I don't. I don't need any of you. I don't need you, and I don't need anybody. Anyway, moving right along. My man, Wooly Toots. I know his mother. She's a very sweet woman. So let's see what Wooly Toots has to say here.
Hey, buddies. It's Wooly Toots with my answer of the week. And unlike Doc Flux, who sneakily had three answers to your last question of the week. Haha, very nice. Good work. You're causing chaos, sir. Stick to the rules. I had a hard time whittling it down to one, but I did it. And I'm going with the answer that just the mere name of this mother gets me extremely titillated. Oh boy, I went with the most vile and evil bitch I could come up with, who I've had the longest running history with as well, tell you the truth. So I chose Loth, the demon queen of spiders, the mother of lusts, and dark mother of all drow. Oh yes, the spider fucking queen of Dungeons and Dragons fame. How can one mother be so sexy, so disgusting, so evil all at once? Oh, Loth can. That is correct. So there you have it, dudes.
Again, with the evil mothers.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. I feel like maybe all of our listeners had really terrible childhoods. I don't know. Or maybe
it's certainly speaking volume.
I thought we were going to get this like sweet, nurturing Mother's Day message, like Kevin Durant's like MVP speech that made me cry. You know, this is turning into a bit of a nightmare, honestly. Randy Andrews. Now, Randy Andrews had, I'm sure he had a good upbringing, right? He's a sweet kid.
Hopefully he has something a little bit better to say.
All right, let's see what Randy's got for us.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews with the question of the week. Well, I have just one to say. I would have to say that it's Sue Storm, the invisible woman. She has taken her kids places that nobody has ever dreamed. She has the superpower to be able to even protect them. And she can take them not only on just a vacation to Disney World, but she can take them to the first World's Fair. Oh my goodness! Hey, anyway, I think she's the best. Because not only can she handle her kids, but she can also handle Johnny Storm and Ben Grimm. Yeah, so that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it, and check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com, and we'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Randy Andrews picks an excellent mother. Sue Storm. She's a fantastic mother. Or...
No one would question that.
Or she's a terrible mother. I don't know. I mean, she does take her kids into space and, like, you know, like... Left one of them living with Dr. Doom for quite a while.
For learning. It's for learning.
Sure. I have educational purposes. I get that. My parents stuck me with a serial killer for a little bit there so I could learn what not to be like later on in life.
Mm.
Yeah. You just got to do it sometimes. I get it. Good answer, Randy. Thank you. Google voicemail. Jason Sexier.
Oh yeah.
Now me, I love Jason Sexier and I try and give him a pass on most things, but I bet his upbringing was pretty weird. Right?
I mean, I don't know. He seems like a happy dude.
I bet he didn't come from a traditional background, if you know what I mean. Let's see who Jason Sexier picked.
Hey guys, Jason Sexier at Jason Sex on the Twitter. My favorite mom in fiction is Ultimate Aunt May. Not the boring Aunt May that we're all used to, who's 115 years old. And my God, why isn't she dead already? She's a sweet old woman, but isn't she dead? Come on, I'm sick of her. No, the Ultimate Aunt May was cool. She was fun. You could tell she partied a lot when she was younger. She listened to Peter. She was just a sweet, cool, awesome lady who you just would love to have as your aunt or your surrogate mother figure. She obviously stepped in and did a great job when Peter's parents were pulled out of the picture, and yet she still gave Peter so much love and affection. Plus, you know, she probably could have partied with them. So if Peter had gotten into drugs, she might have shared with them. Why not? Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
What'd I tell you? Jason Sexier, raised by hippies.
I love that answer, though. Love it.
I know, I love it too. I loved Ultimate Aunt May, and I'm really tired of regular Aunt May. Like, she's a little more endearing now that she's got a husband to take care of her and stuff. I feel like she's doing better for herself and everything. She doesn't seem as helpless.
You think Aunt May needs a man to take care of her?
I think Aunt May was one of the most helpless characters in the Marvel Universe, so yes. I totally do. Or perhaps like a really smart German shepherd or something. I don't know, but she definitely needed help.
It's not a comment on her gender, just
no.
Just on her general being.
Her uselessness is what it was.
Yeah, that's fair. I love Ultimate Aunt May, and Jason's answer has me rethinking my own, but I'm sticking to my guns.
Roderick Ruth hit us with an MP3 this week, and he was so sweet. In the body of his email, he wrote, "I miss you, fools." Oh, what a guy. Let's see.
We miss you too, buddy.
Let's see who his favorite comic book mommy is.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Roderick Ruth here at Roderick Ruth on the Twitter. Mainly can't be stopped here for this week's answer of the week. So greatest mother, greatest mom, greatest maternal figure in comics. And hands down, that has to go to Aunt May, Aunt May, Miss May, Mayday Parker, the mother of Spider-Man. Winner. Yes, so, you know, Aunt May has been such a great and influential character to Peter. She's crafted, nurtured, and supported all of Peter's endeavors, all of Spider-Man's endeavors, and been that sort of rock for him throughout the decades. And I think it needs to be noted. She's even better than Uncle Ben. With the great power comes great responsibility, and the fact that she's actually been there. She's actually been through the ups and the downs and the hard times, and she's experienced a lot. I mean, just going through her character history, you guys know she's been through hell and back almost. So that title should definitely go to her, and if Amazing Spider-Man doesn't agree, then poo on him. Runner-up goes to Shadowcat, Kitty Pryde, Professor K. We've had her as a teenager, rambunctious in the X-Men, and now she's grown up to become very influential surrogate mother to a lot of the next generation of mutants. We've seen her do that in Wolverine and the X-Men, and more recently we've seen her do that in all new X-Men with the original team, and that's something to be at least noteworthy. I think that needs to be at least noted. So greatest moms. Yay. All right. Thanks, guys. I love you.
Roderick Ruth, right after we get done talking about how useless Aunt May is, he chimes in and talks about how much he loves her. And I do love Aunt May. I do. But she, you know, she's been pretty useless for a long time.
Hey, and don't think we didn't notice you slipped in a second answer, but we're going to let it slide because you're one of the good ones. You're a sweetheart, Roderick.
Oh, I was actually going to edit the call and cut it out and be like, sorry, buddy, he had another answer. But
nope.
One answer is the rule.
Everyone, listen, Roderick Ruth is the man that can't be stopped.
It's true. We can't stop him. I'm afraid to even try. The rest of you fools, I could take all of you. This next one, Andrea Shockling, I know I can take her. And I know who she's picking. I know exactly who she's picking. I'm not going to ruin it, but I know who it is.
Hey, guys, it's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on Twitter, one half of Comics Therapy. I missed you. A little bit. In an internet kind of way. Anyway, my favorite comics mom isn't my favorite because she's a great caregiver or responsible adult in any capacity. She is, in fact, a grief-stricken alcoholic completely detached from the horrors her children are dealing with until they're literally right in front of her face. Nina Locke is a hot f***ing mess. And I love her for it. Because the strength she musters up when things are most dire is hard won and really moving. She could have been a very two-dimensional absent parent, but instead, Her growth and recovery and love for her kids gives her a very complex, real role to play as a secondary character in the masterpiece that is Lock and Key. Thanks, guys. All my love to Ashley.
I'm just waiting for the phone call where Princess Ashley and Shockling announce that they're having a child together.
Look, Andrea, you don't have to qualify your feelings for us. It's okay. It's okay.
We like you too. Did she qualify her feelings for us? I don't remember.
She said she missed us and then backed off and said, in an internet sort of way.
Oh, I get it.
Whatever. Sure. Hey, we missed you too.
In an internet way, specifically.
Right.
We're married men. I mean, Jesus.
We can be buddies.
I'm in an open relationship, but I can only sleep with dudes because they give me something my wife can't. And she understands that. And I appreciate that. You know, it's not even a gay thing. It just keeps our marriage spicy. You know,
we're cutting all of this out, I hope.
Wrong. Nina Locke. I love that answer.
What? You haven't even read Lock and Key.
I've read the first two books and I really like it. Shockling.
Hey, hooray.
In fact, Andrea Shockling bullied me until I did so. And I mean bullied straight up.
It was your New Year's resolution.
I was internet bullied like that white chick that sang the Friday song.
Rebecca Black?
Yeah, that whatever her name is. I love that she's a white chick named Rebecca Black. Nina Locke, though. That's an excellent answer. I really like it.
Yeah, it would not have occurred to me to think of her, but I think that is a very good answer. And I appreciate her complexity as a character. Yeah. She's not just like an aw shucks supportive mom like Aunt May.
No, she's certainly a very complex character, and I like that.
Yeah, and I also love how she was not, even though the kids kind of took center stage, she wasn't only a background character either. She played an important role.
Absolutely. Joe Patrick,
do
you have an answer to this question?
Yes, I do. I have two answers.
Oh,
No. My first answer, it's just to say that the greatest fictional mother of all time, without a doubt, hands down, is Claire Huxtable.
I really like that answer.
I love The Cosby Show. The Huxtable family is like the model for how every family should want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Not in necessarily the paths they take or the life choices they make, but in how they treat each other and how they learn and grow and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, absolutely.
And Claire is almost 100%. Well, no, that's not true. Claire and Cliff as well are 100% responsible for how that family, the functionality of that family, like they are the complete opposite of dysfunctional.
Okay.
And so you can't take that away from Claire Huxtable. So, but moving on. I did pick a comic book answer.
Okay.
My favorite comic book mother, and I thought hard about this, and I was a little worried I wasn't going to be able to come up with a good answer, but my pick is Martha Kent.
I knew it.
Martha Kent is essentially Aunt May, but without the constant health crisis.
Right. A more capable Aunt May.
Right. And, you know, she's not, especially now, she is not like a strong, constant presence in the book, like literally as a character that appears.
Right.
But without Ma Kent, there would be no Superman.
It's true.
And not that Jonathan Kent doesn't get his share of the credit as well, but that's not what this question is about.
No.
Without Martha Kent's involvement in raising Clark Kent as a human being, there would be no Superman.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
And for that reason, she is my number one comic book mother.
Okay, Ma Kent was also going to be my answer, but I'm changing it because we always give the same answer. And to keep the show interesting, I'm going to go with my backup. Okay. And I thought really, really hard about this one. And I think I'm going to shock you here. I'm going to go with Ma Hunkle.
Ma Hunkle.
I loved Ma Hunkle in Jeff Johns' JSA. I loved her. Everyone came to her as a mother figure sooner or later. Like even Hawkman, like dealt with his feelings when talking to Ma Hunkle. She was awesome with Stargirl, who was the youngest member and had a lot of trouble, you know, just fitting in with all these legends and stuff. I loved, I loved the way that everyone in the JSA would come to her and talk, and she just had this sort of no shit kind of advice for them. You know, and she was very much a Ma Kent type figure, and she wasn't in a whole lot of books, but she was like the heart and soul of that team. And there was a couple instances where the JSA mansion got, you know, blown up or invaded or whatever, and they freaked out because they were afraid that something happened to Ma Hunkle, you know, because they loved her so much. And I loved that character, her dynamic with that team. And I think she perfectly sums up the difference between the JLA and the JSA. The JSA was a family, and they were a family because they dealt with each other as a family, and they had a mother figure that was the team mom. Whereas a JLA, bunch of egos, saving the universe and whatever, but they're a bunch of egos.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Barely even friends. Also represents, and I know I always bring it back to this, represents a huge part of what we lost in the new DCU, the family feeling of
the legacy.
DCU. Yeah. And man, I loved that character. Totally loved her.
You know what? I was going to give you some for it, but you made a compelling argument. And so
what? How did you? How were you? I thought you would have been like, oh, I love Ma Hunkle too.
Because you quickly explained yourself and what you meant. My immediate thought was, I want you to name one child of Ma Hunkle and show me where you saw her relationship with her children. But that's not the direction you went in.
No, she was a team mom.
You talked about her as a mother figure.
Yeah.
And for that, I give you all the credit. I think that that's a good answer.
She was a team mom, and I loved it. I totally loved it. I wish that kind of family spirit existed anywhere in the DCU right now, and it doesn't.
I love it. Real quick, I want to go to the THN forums. We have a couple of responses here, neither of which have been mentioned, and I'm kind of surprised by it, frankly.
Really?
Brad Moore, the Amazing Spider-Man Brad, said that he gave his response as Alana from Saga.
Yeah. I see, now that's where I thought Shock was going to go. That's totally where I saw her going.
And she is absolutely a compelling character and
fantastic mother too.
Well, you know, we're still kind of getting to know what kind of parent she's going to be. Not a lot of time has passed really. And well, until recently, no spoilers, but everything in Saga, even though it takes long breaks, I feel like it has happened very, very quickly in the lives of these characters.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But yeah, I think Alana's a great answer.
Yeah. And also a very complex character, much like Nina Locke. Very complex character.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think every character in that book is amazing. And I'm very impressed with how they're all so very well fleshed out.
Oh, yeah.
And then our final answer came from a listener, a poster named El Todd. ELTODD.
All right. Welcome aboard, El
Todd. Spanish.
Spanish for the Todd. The Todd.
Yeah. And here's what Todd says. Granny Goodness is the first character to pop in my mind.
Todd had a rough upbringing.
She raised Scott Free and Big Barda, which kind of makes their relationship a little incestuous. Listen, Todd.
Well, I mean, but they were born out of like genetic soup. They didn't have like
It's not even that. It's not even that. Granny Goodness ran like an orphanage for like there's nothing brotherly and sisterly about Big Barda and Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, yeah. They were just like the bastard children of, you know, not Apocalypse.
No, Scott Free was the son of High Father. Big Barda was raised to be a female fury. I'm not even sure who her parents are. Anyway, she raised Scott and Barda, which along with countless others, to humbly serve at Darkseid's feet. I doubt she ever got so much as a Mother's Day card, despite years of dedication to her young charges. I also loved that they got Ed Asner to do her voice for the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah, it was great. It was perfect.
Right, it's like, do you love your granny? It's Ed Asner.
Oh, God. Yeah, whatever. Just don't kiss me.
And I think that's a great answer. Alana and Granny Goodness, Granny Goodness is a terrible mother, Todd.
But I think another very complex mother.
You get points for entertaining.
Yeah, you get Mommy Dearest points, I guess, for that one.
Right.
Great, great answers. I mean, we didn't get a whole bunch of them. The ones we got, very high quality, and I dig that.
Totally agree.
Listen, nerds, we will be back this weekend with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast with special guest hosts David DeMarco. Joe Patrick is going to be out of town the weekend dealing with some family stuff, but he will return. There's going to be a very important message about a change with the Answer of the Week. It's a good thing. Don't panic. You're going to like it. I promise. We'll see you guys this weekend. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And there'll be a new question up this Friday.
We love all you guys, but some of you a little bit more than others.
It's true. And it has nothing to do with looks.
Just like a good parent.
We can't see you. I mean, if you would include some photographs, you know, preferably in the nude, so we can get a good idea of what we're dealing with, then maybe we would know.
Stop. Listen. Don't make it weird.
I'm not soliciting. I just say. It's not.